Well, President Bashar al-Assad says anti-Syria plots hatched by Western countries have been foiled.
In Syria, we paid a high price in this war to drop and fail the Western project in Syria and in the world. And when we say Western project, which has many faces, but its core for our Arab countries and the Middle East.
Addressing the opening of a conference of foreign affairs and expatriates, Assad hailed the role of Iran, Russia, and Lebanon's Hezbollah resistance movement in the fight against terror in Syria. He added that his country is paying a high price for the war on his country. The Syrian president slammed the West for its hostile stance and vowed to continue battling the terrorists.
Since day one, we discovered and fought terrorism in its first, second, and third stages, and we will continue as long as there is a single terrorist in any place in Syria. But the media and psychological war that they practiced against us for years, it was not capable of affecting us and deviating us from counterterrorism or fear or hesitation.
Assad also rejected any cooperation or resumption of ties with countries that have cut relations with Damascus and are supporting terrorist groups. His comments come amid sweeping government advances against Daesh Takfiri terrorists in the Arab country. Government forces have managed to encircle the terrorists in the vast central Syrian desert. They have also made major gains in the northern Raqqa province. Let's cross over to San Francisco, joined by former U.S. Army Psychological Warfare Officer, Mr. Scott Bennett. Scott, thanks so much for being with us. So tell us about the significance of what President Assad is saying and the timing of it.
Well, it's fascinating because just as I was, we had our camera back up. Just as I was preparing to answer you, it seemed our communications were hacked into, so they didn't want what I was about to say. And that is that the Iranian and the Russian military are serving to protect the American people and the European people more than the American military, more than the NATO military, and more than the Israeli military. In fact, the U.S., NATO, Israeli forces have been financing terror, have been bolstering terrorism, and Bashar Assad is probably one of the greatest heroes in this century, besides Vladimir Putin. Because they have stood up against the Wahhabi terrorists, they've stood up against boy raping savages, they've stood up against these women enslaving monsters that have crept in from Saudi Arabia full of drugs and all sorts of perversions and abominations against Islam and Muhammad, peace be upon him. So Bashar Assad is rising up to a level, and I think he will emerge in his next political transformation as one of the greatest leaders in history. And I hope he steps up his presentations in the United Nations and takes his wonderful educated assessment to the rest of that world body to hopefully educate them about what reality and truth is.
Well,
and
I love his quote. You're saying that, Scott, actually the Syrian forces, the Iranians and Hezbollah have actually served other people, like the American people, more than their own militaries or presidents. But you know, as far as what is believed on the ground there, you're saying that if President Assad takes it to the United Nations, but how do we deal with what he talked about, this whole psych operation that is ongoing? We have seen the media and what they have done and continue to do in demonizing Assad and also his allies.
The psychological operations are always emotional. They're always feeling oriented. And Bashar Assad and Vladimir Putin in Iran compromise that by showing a temperament, a disposition of a physicality, which is not threatening. It's not fanatical. It's not violent. It's very calm. It's very happy. There's always a smile on Bashar Assad's face. He's always very pleasant, and he's always very logical, and he's always very cool-headed. So his natural presence is winning over the hearts and minds of the people, and it's blocked by the media, but thank God for Press TV and the alternative media and the internet, because his message is getting out to really the people that matter, and those are the thinkers, and those are the political engagers, such as Senator Dick Black and myself and others who are going to be running for Congress and political leadership. we're walking away with a better educated position, and we're looking to Iran and Assad and Russia as friends of the American people, not enemies, and only those who are antagonistic to the principles of America and antagonistic to the American people are saying the opposite. So, you know, the Israeli Zionist dimension, the neoconservative dimension, these fascist war criminals and cold warriors like Lindsey Graham and John McCain, these dead old men, they're the only ones who are rattling their sabers and saying that Assad and Iran and Russia are enemies. But everyone between 18 and 55 believes the opposite. Everyone between 18 and 55 in America wants a relationship with Iran. They look to Russia with affection. There's no fear, there's no animosity. So I think you're rapidly going to see a very big political change in this country to electing leaders who are similarly minded. But I think Bashar Assad is doing a wonderful job, and he just needs to continue being open, peaceful, diplomatic, and calm, and he will naturally infect the audience with a buoyancy, a delight, a happiness, and that automatically dispels all fear. Okay. And that's what the Zionist neoconservatives have been trying to do, is make Bashar Assad look like a maniac. They've used the rhetoric of he's bombing his own people, he's a dictator. No, he's not. And that's coming out, that we are a country under siege by liars in our political, military, and media establishment.
Okay, Scott, would love to talk to you more on this issue, but we are smack out of time. Appreciate you being with us. Scott Bennett, former U.S. Army psychological warfare officer out of San Francisco.